three jobs. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation.
Do you love me?
When a child is abducted, the first 24 hours is critical. The Michigan Amber Alert Program helps get the word out fast, and that can make all the difference.
Will you care for me?
All you have to do to help is check the box on your state income tax form to make a small donation that could save a child's life.
Will you help? Check the box.
This message is sponsored by the Michigan Amber Alert Foundation and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
While doing some online reading during the holidays, I stumbled upon a column by Alan Muir of Sports Illustrated, who's not just a hockey writer, he's a hockey parent who has seen a little too much venom directed at a target easier to hit than a goal without a Scoro sign in front of it, the referees. This was something written specifically to hockey, but I think we can apply his column to all sports, where Muir enlisted the help of a USA Hockey District referee-in-chief to clear up those misconceptions people always have about the men and women in stripes. The basic premise was that coaches, players, and parents control what takes place on the playing surface. It's then the official's job to make the call when the actions of coaches and players fall outside the rules of the game. Players control the game through their choices. Coaches control the players by granting or denying playing time. And when players fail to play within the rules, regardless of what the official calls or doesn't call, it's the coach's job to teach proper and safe and sportsmanlike play. Parents control the players by approving or disapproving of their child's play. So if a player has a greater fear of a referee calling a penalty or a foul than of discipline from the coach or the approval of parents, something is seriously wrong. Reading that, I recall an occasion when my son ran track in high school where, feeling he had been cut off at the end of the race, he tried to get back at that other runner with a push as they neared the finish line. I never jumped a fence so fast in my life to get to the infield before his coach or a meet official could do anything to let him know that was unacceptable behavior. The official and the coach were going to be the least of his concerns, and he certainly remembered it that day. The point is, officials make their calls after something happens within the control of others. Now, mistakes by all parties are indeed a part of the game, Muir's official said, but the players need to work through it, the coaches need to coach around it, and the referees have to work hard to not make the same mistake twice. But an official's mistake does not cause a team to lose a game. Now, that's a tough pill to swallow, but his point again was for everyone to focus on the part of the game that they can control. Muir ended his piece with a quote from legendary Boston U hockey coach Jackie Parker. You play, I coach, and they officiate. If you're doing your job, you can't be focused on their job or my job. Once you start worrying about what the referees are doing, you lose your focus as a player. So you do your job, I'll do mine, and they'll do theirs. And I'll add this message for parents. Your job is to make sure your child is doing their job, playing within the rules and with good sportsmanship. And yes, let the coaches and the officials do their jobs. This week is the application deadline for Battles of the Fans 4, recognizing the top student cheering section in the state. Visit the MHSAA website for more information, including the finalist tour, and be ready to join in the online voting in February. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation, a production of the MHSAA Network.